Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Paul Guerra Trenta. Paul Guerra Venta gave us the yesterday's short show title, and you know, there was a massive scandal where I tried to pass it off as my own idea, and then Miles was like,
that's PG, bro.
I was like, no, he copied off of me. Yeah, it became a big thing, but now it was Paul Garaventa
on Discord, and shout out to the DZ Discord for that.
And shout out to Johnny Davis, who gave us the idea to give him his flowers via a short show title today.
There it is.
All right, let's I'm Jack, you're Miles.
Yes, I am.
Yes. And here's some things that are trending. It's NBA tip-off day. Tipping off. The Lakers, who I'm feeling better about, are tipping off against Golden State.
Yeah.
And who else is playing? Brooklyn and Milwaukee.
Yeah. Look, I need to see these Lakers play. I haven't been this excited in a while. Like last year, I was like, God, it was not much of a break, but okay, here we go. And this time, since we've got the last chance saloon of a squad, ready to just see what this shit looks like, good or bad. I want to see it in the season, and it's a fun day. It's a fun day for everyone.
Everybody is higher on the Lakers than I am, because I'm worried about their lack of shooting, because I am scarred from rooting for a 76ers team without shooting last year. But a source close to the NBA, aka my dad, thinks they're going to be okay. He says that Westbrook is a great teammate. Everybody who plays with him loves playing with him, and they'll be all right. So,
and
I'm going back. What the fuck does he know?
But how could you be more energized than playing for the fucking team that you grew up being a fan of? Like, it doesn't get much better than that for
anyone. Energy has never been his problem. That dude.
But I mean, like, I'm saying another dimension, like, there's some added, you know, desire to that. There's some added. He's even more incentivized, I think, to be able to make his mark with it.
Yeah.
You know, just such a historic team as the Lakers and being
the true son of Long Beach, you know? Uh-huh. I saw this video that someone posted on like NBA Twitter about like Russell Westbrook warming up for the season. And this guy basically found all these ways to seawalk, but with like weights on and shit. So he's just like doing, he was like throwing up the dub C move, but he was holding like a plate or had was like doing jump ropes. And then in the middle, just a quick heel toe turn.
Mm.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
And that's the only NBA news today. There's nothing else.
Only NBA
nothing
news.
About the 76ers or Ben Simmons.
Nope. Don't know anything about
that. Yeah.
All lies. Fake news. Anyway.
Fake news.
Ignore.
Yeah. No, it's great. Things are good. people are now suggesting that Ben Simmons, the second best player on the 76ers, the all-star on the team besides Joel Embiid, people are suggesting that the only way out is a trade for John Wall, who hasn't played consistently in 3 years, but his contract would be up sooner than Simmons's. So it's just basically like writing it down, you know?
Yeah.
It's over. I'm hoping that's not the only way out, but we shall see. I'm excited to see the Nets just because they are amazing. They're really fun to watch.
Fantastic players on there.
And more. They've got I don't know. The Lakers, can't help but be skeptical, man. I'm not going to lie. I root for the Lakers. They are my Western Conference team. But like the Last Chance Saloon, has that worked before?
I know. I've been down by birth and I've not seen this shit work ever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess the Rockets had that, didn't they? At one point, like when they had like Barkley come through. And...
Yeah, I mean for the Lakers though. When the Lakers fuck around and try and do this, it just ends up like a meme.
Yeah.
And we're going to be like, because now we look back, we're like, dude, remember when we had the fucking mailman?
Yeah.
And Gary and Payton.
You know what I mean? That didn't go well. And then there was the Nash, Dwight Howard, Kobe. Oh. This is going to be fun. Sports Illustrated cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, not great.
This is like horror. Like if this goes bad, it's gonna be such an epic failure. But I just can't imagine that's the case. I mean, we got young Austin Reeves looking like a fucking Supreme Court fucking clerk for Brett Kavanaugh and shit. Dude got heart, so we'll see.
It all comes down to Anthony Davis. Like if Anthony Davis shows up and is like playing is the best player in the league, like he has been in the past at various points, then you guys are gonna be gold.
Yeah, he gets injured, then we still got things to rely on. But yeah, he's definitely if he's playing well, then it takes a lot of pressure off of him.
He needs to spend a season working with Steph Curry's trainer, because remember when Steph was like perpetually injured guy who everyone had like basically given up on because he just always got injured. I mean, he's also not 7 feet tall, so it's a little easier to
frame
rebuild. Rachel Levine is trending, senior Biden health appointee who made history when she became the nation's highest ranking openly trans official and has also become its first openly transgender 4-star officer. Pretty dope.
Yeah, Assistant Secretary of Health, and is going to be like wearing the, because technically you're an admiral.
Yeah,
and you saw Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, also an admiral. Admiral. I can't. Why the fuck can't I say admiral? Hey, yeah, I didn't realize like it came with that whole like I know the names and shit, the titles, but okay, cool. Rock your 4 stars. Rock your 4 stars. Nice to see people, you know, achieving things in an era where people are. I mean, didn't fucking Margaret Atwood come on some turf shit again today?
Oh, I didn't see. I saw turf was trending and I just didn't have it in there.
I think it's to do with Margaret Atwood. So,
all right, Margaret.
So something like, why is the word woman like bad now or something like that?
Fuck off.
Anyway, shout out to Rachel.
Yay is trending because Kanye legally changed his name to just Yay. And then also met with Michael Cohen in a weird ass mask. This feels like a day where Kanye consulted with his PR team that is just him and was like, all right, we're going to triangulate and get just the most confusing things happening with me.
Right.
Because the Ye thing is a very basic like story, like Diddy changed his name, you know, all sorts of people have changed their name. But then meeting with Michael Cohen is very strange. And then the mask is truly
freaky.
Yeah, it's on par with the mask from the second season of I Think You Should Leave. Where he's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
That mask looks like he's saying that underneath it. I don't even want to be around anymore.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
And he was meeting up with a power crew. And it was like, it was him, PR whiz, Ron Tarosian, an Israeli judo champ, or Sassoon.
Hell yeah.
So what a weird crew. You with Michael Cohen, a judo champion, and some PR person. This feels like some kind of weird thing. They said they're talking about real estate or some shit, but they also, people said they had a bunch of newspapers out in front of them.
Okay. Well, now I know why those three people stood me up for lunch. assholes.
The mask is so weird. And he says he wears the mask for privacy.
But I mean,
when do histrionic costumes actually give you any semblance of privacy? You're going to look like a person of color wearing a manila envelope toned mask.
Yeah.
Everything looks weird. Your eyes are peeking through. It looks like you're trying to get attention with the mask.
It does. At the same time, I do think about when people are really famous and that people are constantly taking pictures of your face, that has to be a mind fuck, because then you're also like, every expression, every micro expression could be interpreted. So like that would even, it's like what we talked about with, being on video and Zoom versus not being on video and Zoom, like having the video going is extra exhausting. Like I do feel for anybody who's in the public eye that much.
Yeah, you have no privacy at that point.
Yeah,
I guess where I'm kind of like, yo, that's not a baller ass fake ass face you could wear. Like,
right.
I've seen real masks where I remember when Bryan Cranston walked around Comic-Con with a Heisenberg mask on, but it was just him underneath it, and people were like, it was like one of those hyper realistic masks. Mm. And people were like, yo, cool Heisenberg thing. It's like, this is Bryan Cranston under there. If he could just rock Ben Vereen, some weird shit, hyper-realistic mask, really be low-key, and they're like, I thought that was just some old, like, that feels more slick to me, but
for each
their own. I'm not a fucking gazillionaire who has that problem.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and quick fact check, quick debunking. People, you know, this is probably not something that you are posting on Facebook as a listener to this show, but in case you see it, there is a myth being spread that Anthony Fauci was part of a study in 2008 saying that most deaths in the 1918 Spanish flu were caused by masks, basically. That, like, they got bacterial pneumonia, which they got from masks. And the study actually said they got bacterial pneumonia, which was caused by, let me check here, the 1918 Spanish flu.
Oh, right.
I see how y'all got confused.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's...
Come on, folks. Just take the L already.
Nope. They
but
will not.
No. They're literally... The people are going to fucking... I mean, whatever. But this is like I'm burnt out on this shit. Also, just like all the flip flopping around this fucking vaccine shit. Like,
yeah, that was another thing that's trending. Southwest caved on vaccine mandates. The airline Southwest, who they were among the airlines who were planning on putting all unvaccinated employees on unpaid leave when the Biden vaccine mandate went into effect in early December. Now they have gone back on that and said they will be the unvaccinated employees will be able to continue to work. While mask and observing proper distancing guidelines while their applications for an exemption are reviewed.
Oh, and, cool.
Yeah, and then re-reviewed when they resubmit. And, yeah, they're just not going to have to get vaccinated, essentially. And
they had some... They're handling these people with kid gloves, man.
Yeah.
It's so stupid when it's so clear... Like, because at the end of the day, these people are just turning down a free thing that's good for them. They simply don't like the idea that it's a thing everyone has to do for the sake of anything, like for everyone's safety. Because it's at this point, there's a lot of people like they had to. Many people have abandoned the efficacy argument because of even a lot of right wing pundits on TV are like, it's safe, but I'm just not going to do it because it's just my choice. It's my choice. Yeah. And it's so absurd because you hear what they're saying about. This statement from Southwest saying, quote, Southwest acknowledges various viewpoints regarding the COVID-19 vaccine, and we have always supported and will continue to support our employees' right to express themselves with open lines of communication to share issues and concerns.
Fuck off.
What is this? You can't both, you're not both sides in science. If one side is science and the other side is not another scientist with a competing study that's just as, you know, robust and above board, rather than us reading shit like this, people going on Facebook being like, masks killed all these people. See, there's right. no side to this.
Right. The corporate world had, to this point, been pretty unanimous about following like public health guidelines and, you know, not the concerns of people who got trapped in a YouTube rabbit hole. But they, right. this is cracking the dam, and who knows where it's going to go from here. But it's pretty,
it's going to be wild. That's what I'm like thinking, like, what's, how does this play out eventually? You know what I mean? We're like, I'm having to seriously think about, like, is this place full? I mean, it's already in a terrible path. I mean, you look at how fragile this republic is already with the just absolutely cynical actors that are doing everything they can to upend the norms. But like, where, like, the momentum of this kind of thinking where it's so self-centered and not acknowledging, you know, the risks involved to themselves or other people, like, there's going to be a version where like this kind of thinking is going to be absolutely even more catastrophic. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they come around on it. It's very disheartening.
Yeah. It's the, I didn't know you couldn't do that said. It's like just endangering people and, yeah, it's the equivalent of like arguing that you should be able to drive with your eyes closed because yeah. that is your right. That is hey. That is your choice.
Hey, we.
I'm not going to do it, but it's your yeah. choice.
Hey, this is my right to express myself.
Yeah,
by taking a handful of Xanax and drinking a handle of Popov vodka, and time drive. Traveling to the ICU because apparently I was in some kind of car wreck.
Alex Rodriguez, if you've been watching any postseason baseball, particularly the AL, CS, they always cut to A-Rod, Big Poppy, Frank Thomas, somebody else, I forget who the other player is, doing commentary at the end. And it's wild how the chants are always about A-Rod. The one I saw was they just started chanting Yankees suck. But apparently in game two, they got more creative and started chanting J-Lo and Affleck whenever he tried to talk. And then she left you for Ben Affleck. So, that, I mean, people don't like A-Rod, I think, is the message here.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people who weren't Yankees fans, I think people don't like him. That seems right. to be, that seems to track. He's not like Jeter, where people are like, Jeter. Oh man, he seemed like a good dude. Like I fuck with him. I think people just saw him as like, cause all those titles of being like the highest paid athlete and shit, I think just came with all this, like, you know, hate, but don't kick an old man when he's down. You've seen how sad and thirsty he is on his social media, trying to act like everything's okay. He's suffering. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't need random people being like, what's your favorite Ben Affleck movie? A-Rod.
The first thing I ever heard about him, other than when he like signed for $100 million, was like some analyst, media analyst, was like, he's the first Major League Baseball player. And I'm sure not the last, but the first Major League Baseball player that we've ever like analyzed well on the field and like realized that he's camera aware. Like he's aware every time he's on the camera and like what his angles are, like whenever he's playing.
Right.
Which is interesting.
So he's not digging in his ass all the time.
Right. But he's also like kind of striking poses and making sure they get him at the right angle.
Right. Yeah. Cause even when he was like on, you know, not batting or just, you know, playing in the infield, whatever, he always seemed like the photos did always seem like, oh, that's a good photo of him.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's like smiling while like yeah. diving for,
or like, you know, sharing a moment with the base runner. Like, hey,
yeah. and finally, Steve Martin is trending. People are talking about his performance in the Only Murders in the Building finale. This is on my list of 100 shows that I have not yet watched.
Yeah, it's good. I watched it.
You watched it? It's
yeah,
good?
Yeah. I've been keeping up with the show just because it was so funny to me to watch these, like, Steve Martin, you know, because he's like the main creative force behind it, aside from, you know, Martin Short and Selena Gomez acting. Just like his version of like what it means to make a podcast, because it's just so funny. Like there is some podcast humor in it that's kind of funny. And then also just like looking at this very like glorified, deified, mystical way people think podcasts come together is like very interesting to me, because I'm like, man, we just doing this shit. But
right,
other people, but I get it, like this, that we love a true crime podcast and like the momentum and the you know, the twists and turns of it. But really in this finale, it was his physical comedy that I think most people are talking about, because he had, there's like this scene where he's putting in a shift with his physical comedy, and you're like, there's Steve Martin. And some people don't like the show. I get it. Whatever. It's not for everybody. But it's not like a show where I'm not being like, this is the best show I've ever seen. I'm like, this is a show that I enjoy watching. I don't know if I'll watch it again. I'll watch the next season. But it's like a good, you know, fun ride.
Is it called that because they only cover murders that happen in the building? Like, that's the subject of the podcast?
Yeah, because it's a murder that goes down in their apartment building.
Such a weird name.
Yeah. I assumed
that it like was a self-referential thing and that was the name of their podcast or something, but
no, I think it is. It is the name of their podcast.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. But it's whatever. It's just funny to see like there's like Tina Fey plays this one character of like Sarah Koenig type person, and everyone's like, so deferential, and like just like Tina Fey's version of this Sarah Koenig type person is just really funny, and just like the stakes that are involved with podcasting. So
Sarah Koenig of Serial fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Cicely Tyson did a great, not Cicely Tyson, Cicely Strong did a great, did a great
Miles Sarah Davis's Koenig old for
SNL when they did like a Serial sketch. But Tina Fey really puts in some strong, for somebody who was like never a on-camera person at first, she really puts in some strong guest performances. She's really good as Dolly Parton in Girls 5 Eva.
Right. Oh, I haven't gotten to that part.
Oh shit, man.
I'm still early on that. I'd lost a little momentum with that.
But I do
on my show of 7,000 shows I need to watch.
I think it's time to give me some flowers because I did finally finish Reservation Dogs.
Hey,
so that will be, we will be talking about that on Anna's Streaming Corner.
Streaming Corner
coming to a Daily Zeitgeist episode near you at some time in the not too distant future. But that show's great, man. All right,
we'll talk about it then.
We will. Those are the things that are trending right now. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.